John Caulfield, a long trip down to Cove tomorrow evening. But before we do that, I want to go back to last Friday and the game with Kerry. 1-0 the score. Maybe some people might have seen that as a bit of a surprise, but we do have to point out that there were a couple of very good saves made by Brendan Clark as well during that game. It could have been a very different result. Was it a case of just satisfaction with getting the win, or maybe a bit of frustration that it wasn't as maybe as emphatic as you would have liked?
Yeah, I suppose, John, a bit of both. I think frustration in the sense that we knew we didn't play as well as we can, and to give Kerry credit, they looked to lose, and they played quite well, and Brendan Clark certainly made one excellent save. But at the same time, we had hit the post and the crossbar a number of times to get the second goal, and as always, if there's only one goal in the game, you're always a little bit under pressure, and certainly in the last 15 minutes, Kerry threw caution to win, so it was a little bit frustrating, but the most important thing was, John, that at the end of the day, we got 3 points. And look, we've been excellent for the majority of the season. And last week was one of those games where we didn't play as well as we could. We got the 3 points. So we know going into tomorrow's game in Cove that, we'd have to give a much better performance.
And you're going down to take on Shane Keegan's side. I mean, he knows plenty about Go United. He knows plenty about how ye play. The table tells its own story as well, that they're knocking on the door as regards the playoffs. They're third at the moment, behind both Watford and yourself. So I mean, I mean, it's not going to be an easy game by any stretch of the imagination. And they're a side that really want to push on them as well.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we're first, they're third. They're not going to get the automatic promotion spot, which is going to come down to between ourselves and Waterford. But they're certainly going to be in the playoffs, and they're on the run at the moment where they've won their last four matches and they've gone right up the table. So they've signed really well. Obviously, Wilson Weir went down there this year and has got a good few goals for them. Can't play tomorrow night against us. But they've, Jack Doherty and Charlie Lyons from last year, who's with us, is down playing with them. So they've lots of very good players, and we're well aware of that. Plus the fact, it's a great football area, Cove, and the ground is very tight, narrow pitch, and Cove always make it very competitive. So obviously with Shane Keegan in charge, he'd love to turn one over on us. So we're well aware of that. But the most important thing for us is that we know it's a massive battle going down there, and you have to be totally focused, and you have to play at your best. And as I said, we went down there early in the season and we won. And obviously the weather conditions have changed dramatically in the last week. So we know it's going to be blustery down there and quite wet, but at the same time, we're going down for 3 points, and that's what we're aiming for.
Is there also a case of going down with maybe a little bit of caution? Because, yeah, as you mentioned, Wilson got the goal that saw them beat Waterford and beat them by a goal to nil, and in doing so extended Go United's lead to 13 points as a result. But their confidence is up right now, and the fact that they've beaten Waterford, they'll want to do the double.
Absolutely. Well, they beat Waterford 2 weeks ago and deservedly beat Waterford because they had a number of chances in the game. So certainly they're on a winning run of four in a row at the moment, and they'll want to keep that going. So look, we know all about that. I keep saying, John, we just must make sure that we keep our feet in the ground, keep our concentration, don't show complacency. And if we do that, I believe then that we're good enough to win most of our games. But sport is funny. You look at last week's game against Kerry. Probably the bookies. We were probably odds on, and they were a crazy price. And at the end of the day, in the last 10 minutes, they could have equalised. So, that's the brilliant thing about sport. And but we know that tomorrow night that we have to play to our best. And we've got the added addition of a couple of the new lads being signed coming into the squad to give us a bit of a boost. But they've also brought in new players as well. So as I said, every week offers a different challenge, but we're looking forward to the game of Cove.
Can I talk to you about the new signings? First of all, the signing of Wasim from Waterford, a man who scored against Go United in last season's playoffs. I mean, that is an incredible signing, to get a striker that is prolific, and the man has done incredibly well with them.
Yeah, we're really happy. It was obviously we had got word that his contract with Waterford was going to be terminated at the end of the month, and We spoke, and he was really keen. He had an offer to go back to England, and but what we really liked about him was that he's used to our league. You know, he's been over here for the last year and a half. He knows the league. He's got goals in the league. Obviously, he's caused us problems. So you know, we're hoping obviously he can transform that in the second half of the season and start getting us more goals as well. So you know, we feel that he will be a good signing, and certainly offers us something different than some of the other strikers.
And it's the start of an interesting run of games, an interesting block of games, if you will. I mean, you've obviously got Cove Ramblers tomorrow night. Then you've got Athlone Town. Then you've got the cup game with Bangor, which is at Eamon Deasy Park. And then it's back to league action again, another home game against Bray Wanderers. So between now and, say, the first week of August, you're Finn Harps away from home, actually on the 4th, if we use that particular date. There are four very big games there.
I suppose, John, look at, I know people like to look that way. All my focus and is all on tomorrow night. As I said, every week there's a different challenge. Yeah, it's when you look ahead and you start thinking about this game and that game. In my opinion, in my experience, that's when you lose your focus and you drop points. The only game we can deal with is tomorrow night. 3 points are at stake. We're going to Cove. We know how difficult it'll be. But we're in good form. We've trained hard this week, and that's the only game that matters at this point.
And can we just actually mention the fact that, you know, there'll be a travelling support. We don't know how many are going to be heading down there, but once again, they're going to be back in ye to the hilt, and that's crucial support for what is a very, very long trip down from Galway.
Absolutely. Well, the big thing we've seen all year, we've got fantastic support home and away, and we know there's a number of people going down tomorrow. We expect to have a decent following with us. It's always difficult because it's such a long drive, and on a Friday evening it's very awkward to get to Cove with traffic. But at the same time, we do know there's a lot of people travelling down, and you know, the more the merrier. And we certainly the management and the players appreciate it and enjoy when people travel to our away matches. And let's hope that we can send them back up the road with a smile on their face.
And finally, just regarding injuries, were there any knocks from last Friday's win that were of concern, or do you have pretty much the full hand to pick from?
Yeah, well, I think the main scenario is that Cullum Horgan is very nearly back, won't be available for tomorrow night. Darren Clark is back in training but won't be available for tomorrow night. Ibrahim Keita won't be available for tomorrow night. But at the same time, everyone else is available, and you know, so we've a good choice for tomorrow night.
And is Wasim available tomorrow night? Is he registered? And is he ready to play? Or is it maybe a little bit
Yes.
too soon?
No, he's ready to be involved. He's registered, and he's trained all week, so he's in contention for tomorrow night, and certainly he'll be involved in the squad.